Hi, and thank you for downloading episode 3 of Been There, Done Matt. Just a couple quick notes for you. We have formed a group on Facebook, so look for the Been There, Done Matt group and go ahead and join up. I think we've still got 1,000-some-odd spaces available, so come on over. Also, we're at Been There, Done Matt at Twitter, and if you need to contact us, beentheredonematt@gmail.com. We must have had some ninjas come through and sabotage our ninja segment here. We discuss ninjas for a brief period, and the audio just starts going apeshit, so I don't really know what's happening there. But I left it in because it is just pure gold. I'm hoping that you can kind of discern what we're trying to say. So maybe we can have a contest. What were they saying right there? So do your best. Thank you.
Stop it!
Do it now.
I hear you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Cookies? Who told you can eat my cookies? Put that cookie down! Now! It's time now to turn this mush into muscle. It's turbo time.
Hi. Welcome to Been There, Done Matt. I'm Matt. And that's Ben over there.
Being a fucker.
Today we're going to talk about...
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey versus the world.
Gary Busey could literally fight anybody he wanted to. And Gary Busey would probably win. So we're going to put it to the test. And damn it, if we're not going to pit him against anything. Now, Gary Busey has done many fine films. He did that Apocalypse one that some Christ Foundation put on. You can find it in any Bible store.
did he do a cameo in Left Behind?
That's it, Left Behind. Yes.
Was he really in that?
He was in Left Behind. Yes.
I was just thinking Kirk Cameron.
That's awesome. Good work. Great job.
Firefighter.
he won the apocalypse, so good for him. he was in Far and Away.
What?
That's a lie. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. No.
Was in Dances with Wolves with Daniel Day-Lewis.
I would watch that.
Call back.
Let's see, Under Siege, he was in that. Now, the thing is, he can do very well is fight. Another thing he can do very well is die.
And have big teeth. And be really scary.
Yes, it's all part of the ensemble of a warrior who's ready for anything.
He can do that thing where you hold a lighter on your forearm and he just leaves it there. Like he did in Lethal Weapon 1.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, he's got
that. He's been quoted that if he was literally fighting Mel Gibson back when they were both in their prime, Mel Gibson to the state would still be in the hospital. What'd he say?
Which would have worked out better for his ex.
In the end, yeah. Well, no. If you ask me, I think his ex got
and the Jew and the Jews as a people. If Mel Gibson was still in the hospital.
No, they still probably.
Yeah, the whole 40 years in the desert thing.
Yes. Mel Gibson.
Have you seen the
ridiculous kicks? They look ridiculous. Get rid of them.
the Gringo or whatever. Have you seen the new movies? Straight to video.
I know. I saw the commercial.
Did you?
I want to watch that. That looks awesome.
What is it about? I only saw the cover.
I don't know. He goes to some sort of prison where the inmates run it, I guess.
And they want to get him because he's a gringo.
And he's a gringo, wouldn't you? You know, they heard of
him. Well, among other reasons.
Yep. Just smile and blow me!
What women want, among my reasons.
Yep. So, let's get back on topic with the Businator.
Sorry.
Do you have a favorite movie of Gary Busey?
I'm not super well-versed on Gary Busey. Lethal Weapon, I think, is the only movie I have that has a Busey in it.
Okay, which one? The first, second, third, or fourth?
He's only in the first one, right?
Good work.
Okay. And then his son was in Starship Troopers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Seed of Busey. Return of Busey. Child of Busey. You know, he goes by all those monikers.
It almost sounds like he said child abuse. Child of Busey. Makes it sound cute.
That's when it's legal to beat your kid. It's called child abuse. And they'll be like, well, guess the kid must have had it coming. And you're like, yeah! So, it only works for Busey, though. I tried. he was a human being hunter in that Ice-T joint. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, it was Rutger, called Human Hunter?
Rutger, oh, no. Rutger Hauer was in it. The movie was called... people are screaming at me.
Yeah, no IMDb's today. All right, well, maybe I'll go back and record that in there.
Yeah. That's how the hell am I going to start talking about Gary Busey like I'm worshiping?
I don't know.
I'm Ben, not deep enough into my cups.
Ben is a big fan of Busey. We're gonna take a quick break. Now for a word from our sponsor.
Surviving the game.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Nice. We did not stop to go check on that.
Honestly, we didn't. We were just wondering what's going on with our recording device, and I just spit it out.
The recorder was fucking up. It was blinking at us, and I'm so sorry.
Yes, surviving the game.
Surviving the game.
He's been in. It'll come to me when it's pertinent, and I will tell you exactly what it was, but... let's just fucking do this thing.
Probably one of the bigger Busey fans you're ever going to meet. When they have the show rolled in with Busey, it was another one of those. It was another one of those same situations where I didn't want to watch the show, but I wanted to watch Ben watch the show.
Yeah.
And we never worked that out because it didn't last very long. But
no, one season.
But yeah, so I am woefully unprepared for our Busey. So you're going to Busey advocate.
I will be defending Busey's honor in this matchup.
All right. Could Gary Busey beat up a ninja?
Well, Gary Busey beat up a ninja. Yes. Yes and no. a ninja is somebody who traditionally will be killing somebody for stealth of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying dresses can climb down rooftops. Ninjas work in other ways, too. Which, even big fans of Pirates versus Ninjas, ninjas are like, yeah, because we hide in the air and you can't see us. No. Because we're on a rooftop and we shoot ninja stars at you and blow dark.
Just from joy.
No. They're too loud. Ninjas will traditionally blend in with... they will pose as servants, security guards... they will pose as unopposing looking targets.
Coming out of the shadows is all these things? Or is this... where is this information coming from?
I watched a documentary on ninjas.
Oh, okay.
I needed to know my enemies. I'm a pirate.
Everything I know about ninjas, they were turtles. And I learned when I was 8.
Yes. That part's true, too. But if you'll remember, the only time they ever did stealth was when Raphael had to get... other than that, it was... pizzas and surfing. Michelangelo, come on.
Oh, God, I hated Michelangelo. Oh, that he was there. He was like the Jar Jar Binks of the Ninja Turtles. He was there to be appealing to the kids.
Okay, yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah,
but I was more into Donatello.
Donatello!
Yeah, he was the smart one. I feel like he was the strongest one on the NES game. A little slow, but still strong. Leonardo, but I really feel like, you know, Donatello was really my guy.
Right on.
Leonardo was a little too preachy, for my opinion.
Well... the idea is you're supposed to find the one turtle that you like. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Raphael would be mine.
I was just going to say, you strike me as a Raphael man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact, Jack.
Fucking tempered mother fire.
Well, that was just movie Raphael, though. Like, he was just a smartass in the cartoon.
Well, no, he was rude.
Was he surly?
Yeah.
That's right in the theme song, isn't it?
Right in
it. He was rude. Fuck.
yeah. But,
anyway, ninjas would blend in and be servants. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. See, they stealth. They stealth attack from... you wouldn't see them as a ninja coming. They might even be a part of your army or something. They sneak in and infiltrate without using the shadows. I mean, you know, they move like humans.
Wow.
Hell, a ninja could be your cook. Put a little poison in it, and there you are, eating your rice ball.
That was a good noise.
Yep.
I didn't, yeah, it doesn't seem like they'd have to even be able to fight very well if that were.
They just gotta be able to lie very well.
Oh.
I imagine, sure, there's gonna be some wall climbing.
Some katana slicing.
Yeah, I mean, they have that American Ninja thing.
Shuriken throwing.
You gotta be able to jump the running balls and scale.
American Ninja was another movie?
Isn't that a TV show or something?
I have no idea.
Jesus Christ.
I saw Ninja Assassin and it was god-awful.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the reason why Busey would have a problem fighting a ninja, because ninjas aren't going to come out and fight.
Yeah, they would hide his front teeth.
That's right. If they were...
Ah, it was a sleeper.
That's a good one. If they were to be fighting him, he's going to not see them coming. He's not even going to know that they're coming. If it was movie time ninjas, well then, yeah, he'd still see them coming. He would see them coming this time. And they'd be using thin air and shadows and shit, and he would just wait. Silently. Even toning down his Busey breathing.
You'd have to dial back his creepiness so they couldn't hear it, feel it permeate.
No. The creepiness will actually get bigger and bigger, and okay. That way he'll know where you are in the shadows.
Expanding his presence.
Uh-huh. Oh, he'll see you. Gonna kill you. Yeah. And he'll probably use some sort of, I like to say, a Native American, like a spear.
He's just waiting for the Native American spear. Crudely
fashioned.
The flint tip.
To take down the buffalo. That's what he would use.
I can see it. So to be clear, his Busey's creepiness is akin to the Force. Like, he can...
Well, the Force is a religious, and it is something that other people can learn.
So sorry if my dog just farted under the table, it smells so bad. You little asshole. Sorry. So, and his creepiness can't be learned, like the Force can.
Just fucking move on. What else are we going to fight Busey against?
Let's say robots. Okay. Like Terminator... Salvation-style robots.
Okay.
I picked Salvation.
It's okay. Let's see. Robots. They don't have vitals, except for probably like some sort of brain chip. So that's what he'd have to go for. He would waste a lot of time and energy ripping into the flesh with his bare hands. This is, of course, assuming that this is a Terminator that has the... exoflesh, you know, the living tissue,
right,
living organism above it, over its exoskeleton.
So he doesn't even know he's fighting a robot to begin with.
Right, so that's going to slow it down. It's not going to be an instant kill. If we're thinking he's just a regular human, which he'll be thinking right off the bat, he's going to waste a lot of time ripping out their intestines with his bare hands. But when he gets down there and finds that it's wrought iron and... Then he's going to be like, uh-oh. Now, at this point, I imagine after he rips out nothing but, you know, a fleshy core outside, he's going to have synthetic blood on his hands. But, hey, what's going on? These aren't intestines. That's weird. Because it's usually the intestines when I do that punch move. He's then going to get like one of those powerful backhands that sends him flying, probably into a bunch of boxes, maybe into a wall, doing a cool little back indent.
Through the drywall,
And this is going to be... This is going to be some distance, too. Because we're not talking about a backhand and then just one step from the Terminator and then, you know, laying into him. The Terminator needs that dramatic walk. We got to give Busey some time to catch his breath for a second and then start to figure out what he's going to use next to kill this thing. He will kill this thing. I think at that time, he's realizing what's going on. Maybe some sparks from the intestine punch. I don't know. As it's coming closer. Definitely the red eyes, you know. He's going to look around the room, and he's going to see something. I like to think that maybe there's like a big, giant, like, metal book holder or a sculpture.
Book holder.
Yeah, like a horse head bookend.
All right, all right.
Or a sculpture, or something, something big and heavy.
So only if he's in a really swanky library in fighting a robot will he win.
Well, okay. All right. Let's change it up. Maybe I'm making it too easy for him. Though it started off immediately as he was losing. You don't want to hear the thrilling conclusion? Tell me, where is he fighting a Terminator? Just tell me.
Let's say an abandoned teddy bear factory.
So, like an abandoned factory, then?
Yeah, they built teddy bears, though. So there's, like, stuffing and teddy bear skin all over the
place.
Well,
no, if it's abandoned, then they probably moved out.
No, no, it was an eviction, so I don't know.
Well, they traditionally know when they're going to be kicked out of their spot
and yeah.
take their materials with them or sell it back to the person that
Yeah, but
them.
Some of it, like, gets soiled, like, with grease and stuff, and it's worthless, so they just leave it behind. It's not worth trying to clean up.
Well, that's probably going to raise some issues about the stuff that was left behind. I mean, probably per contract, they can't just leave stuff behind for the owners to be like, what the hell?
But maybe that's why the Terminator is attacking. Maybe Busey represents the teddy bear company. He's there to pick up their last-minute stuff, and the Terminator's, you know, guarding the facility.
It could just be closed.
That's more simpler.
No night shift, you know?
Yeah, because yeah.
The conveyor belts and the teddy bears on hooks and...
Oh, yeah, it's still a running factory. They're just, you know, third shift is off. It's Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
And third shift isn't working.
Busey left his keys there or something?
Yeah, yeah.
How the hell is he getting this warehouse?
He's like middle management, so he's got keys.
So then he didn't leave his keys there.
He left his home keys, but he has work keys with him.
Busey would have all those things in the same ring. He takes his shit serious.
That's true. That's yeah. So he left his.
Maybe he's a nighttime security guard.
Okay. Jesus. And he's there all the time. What is the Terminator guarding if he's the nighttime security?
Well, why is the Terminator a guard?
I just feel like that would be a better job for a Terminator.
Okay.
Terminated intruders. I mean, he's not there, like, helping assembly line workers or something. That would be... That wouldn't really play to his talents.
Okay, but he's not a Arnold Schwarzenegger is the guarding robot. He is the Terminator, and their function is to terminate. Unless, of course, they've been rewired.
Then my mission is to protect you.
Oh, no. Okay, it's a robotic teddy bear factory, like a Teddy Ruxpin. And he's there in case any of the robotic teddy bears get out of control and terminate them.
So there's a Terminator robot
who
is like, I'll be damned if these robots become sentient. Exactly. I will destroy those fucking things.
Well, they're already somewhat sentient, but if they start like getting out of control, then he, you know, steps in.
Okay. Right.
So, potentially, Busey might have to fight off a robotic evil teddy bear and Terminator.
But he will know that they're robots.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That they won't have the element surprising.
All right. We're gonna level the building. He's going to blow that fucker up. Now, that's not going to kill the Ruxpins or the Terminator. But it is going to destroy all of their... outer body persona, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about...
They won't be hiding anymore.
Metallic robots with the glowing eyes, mm-hmm. you know. They don't have the fur anymore. They look like threatening things.
They look all stop-motion-y and shitty like the first one.
The idea is that he destroyed the machines that keep making them.
Right.
That's how he's going to start it off. It's just, boom, taking those fuckers out. So now, we can assume... It's kind of hard to blow up a building from the outside. Unless... Yeah, okay, he's going to have to get in there and destroy this machine, then.
Unless the Teddy Ruxpins have, like, a plutonium core to keep them, you know, running for a long time, he might be able to put together a teddy bear bomb.
No, he wouldn't do that.
No, it's far too crafty for
Busey.
He
doesn't like technology
we're not MacGyvering.
Rotary phone, okay? He is very paranoid when it comes to technology getting too smart. Or technology be used for purposes by other people who are smart and can use it against you.
Fair enough.
Trust me, he doesn't want that. So,
a little paranoid, Busey.
Yeah, but for the right reasons. I mean, he's facing off with Ruxpin Naders and a fucking Terminator guard.
Mm-hmm.
Night shift guard.
Because so he'll night shift would be a breeze, but night shift.
Well, no, because the humans are working there during the day. We've already discussed this is the night shift, that there's no humans.
Yeah, you're right. Right. Yeah, sorry.
Up, seriously.
So, my bad.
We have a lot of world to cover.
I was
and you're
texting.
Already fucking up. Nice. Yes, I hope it doesn't happen. All right, so he's going to he's going to have to get in there. He's going to have to use something. He's going to have to take out Mama Machine that keeps spitting out these little teddy bear eaters. And he's going to have to watch out for the guard. Now, it seems to me that they'd have more than one guard, but let's just go with the one for now.
If it's a Terminator, fine. Why do you need a second one?
Just to cover your ass?
No, you wouldn't. No need.
Well, it seemed like they had a lot in Terminator.
Yeah, but it was unnecessary.
In the apocalypse.
Yeah, but this isn't the apocalypse. It's just...
Well, shit, if they would have sent two Terminators back in time to go after John Connor, I think that would have been pretty efficient.
That's true.
So they're smug. They don't think that far ahead. They don't overstack the deck. All right, so he's going to have to go in there. He's going to have to use some sort of sticky bomb that he made himself. Something, you know, like a grenade. Something that doesn't have a remote control that can be tampered with, you know. He's going to have to use something that's going to have to be close range. He's going to have to do it in some sort of part of the machine. He's going to have to watch out for these bears. Well, all right, well, he knows what he's up against. He's up against robots.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to walk in there with shotguns, because that just seems right. Even though it doesn't, it's not going to do a lot of damage. But we start.
Just kind of makes him flinch for a minute.
Yep, it's good enough. It holds him back. You know, every blast kind of kicks him back a little bit. But I see him using like a machete.
A machete against a robot?
Yeah,
cause a metal blade.
He's gonna do some like hard chopping to the cranium, try to go for those brain circuits.
All right, I don't see that being super effective, but rock on.
Put some fucking Busey arm behind it.
That's true.
Yeah. What if he, like, gouged out the eyes, you know, just kind of right through the eye cavity, just went in there with his machete?
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably, like, screwdrivers and stuff laying around the factory he could use for that sort of thing. They wouldn't have to dull his machete.
You're damn right.
I know, I'm switching teams here. I'm helping you out with the Busey.
I can see him wearing, like, some leg holder things that have like 12 screwdrivers per leg running in there and just bam! Ha! Yeah! You know, doing this and that. Terminator itself, I think he'll probably end up he'll turn those teddy bears against the Terminator, I think. I think
no, that'd be good.
When he goes in there to take out the machine itself.
But now you're back to technology. That might be a little...
Right, well, he uses it.
Oh, okay.
He comes in there eye gouging, okay? Mm-hmm. He uses his shotgun to keep them back. Terminator's like, what is this, you know? What are you doing? And he's coming after him. He's dodging him, but he's shooting. And it's hurting the Terminator, you know? He's using Molotov cocktails because it's confusing.
Yeah.
Machine. They don't get burned up, you know, but they're like, it fucks with their eyes, you know, they can't see through the heat and stuff like that. And so he uses that, diversion tactics, to get in the main machine somehow, turn the teddy bears against each other and the Terminator itself.
And just walks out. Yeah, you just turned that off.
No. So yeah, he'll use technology against technology.
Damn.
With technology. It's going to be a beautiful fucking movie.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Busey versus Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns.
Now, the creepiness level is... I picked Killer Clowns because it's pretty... I mean, that's like his advantage in almost every fight is his creepiness.
It is. It's a thing, though. It's creepy versus creepy, so everyone around is going to die of fear. But it's going to be immune on each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it'll take us to be a lot of collateral damage.
We have Cyclops versus Havoc using the same energy that don't hurt each other.
That's true.
So now We got to bring in the clowns. They're going to have some fucking clown technology, some rays, some
I was thinking like guns. Acid seltzer water.
Yeah, that's a smart one.
I can't come up with a single other thing. Like maybe a blackjack hidden in those giant shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of.
I'd like to reserve the machete for this one. I think a machete would go good against.
Oh yeah, yeah, clones. Definitely.
He's gonna have to have a lot of help because there is fodder. He doesn't say, "Hey, fodder, get over here. Let's do this. Let's attack that giant tent over there. See what's inside." Which is not. That's not going to happen.
I fucking love you.
He's gonna kick open the door and he's gonna be like, "You got an entire insane clown posse out there that's destroying your town. Now let's fight!" And people are just gonna be grabbing broomsticks and remote control channel changers. They're gonna tire irons. I don't know. What is in a home these days? And I live out of my car, so I don't know. And they're gonna follow him, man. Fucking
tire irons,
pitchforks, and torches, and they go for the big top, man. They're like, leave those kids alone, and
they go.
And when they go inside,
you already said big top. When we're talking about clowns, that's good.
Yeah, fucking professional here.
Yeah, yeah. No, you got it.
There's this big. This clown's the big tops, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus.
Sorry. I thought you said it like it was a figure of speech. Like, oh,
no.
Sorry,
you're ruining this for me. Hey, I want the clowns to end this one, but they're not gonna, because they're gonna have their acid spitters and their bubble gums and their Morgan Freemans, and they're going to do whatever it is they do to terrorize and kill as many as they can. Ranged weapons of
just when Busey thinks he's killed the last one, a little tiny car comes in, and like a million clowns come out of it.
Bazooka.
He knows what's coming. Just the car before it even opens.
Yeah, yeah. If they're going to cheat like that, they're going to this tiny car opens up, and then hundreds of clowns start pouring out, and these will be. He ain't having that shit. This is, of course, after, like, you know, 30 people went in with him, and as one form or another got chopped down or took a fucking bullet for him, or...
What if they tried to... What if they snuck up behind him and tried to choke him with one of those never-ending handkerchiefs from their sleeve?
Okay, so they're still gonna have to garrote him.
Mm-hmm.
I will assume... He's going to panic. He didn't see that coming. His eyes are going to bulge out as he's getting choked. He's going to grab onto these mutated arms that are just strong enough, like fucking elephants. And he's going to, like, tear at them, knowing he's almost a dead man. He's going to reach up to try to claw out eyes of a giant killer clown. And he's going to rip off its nose. And then that thing's gonna like recoil back in terror and fear, because I've just
the source of evil clown powers, right, in the nose.
And then he's gonna be standing there, looking at him, catching his breath because he was just being strangled. "Hey, bozo, got your nose," is what he's gonna say to him.
Holy shit! And I want to watch this movie now.
I want to make this.
When we're done here, let's get started.
He's gonna grab corn dogs and throw them like fucking knives. He's gonna get a guy in the eye, man. Fuck! Right there, right in the skull. Just right there. Clown down!
Yeah, clown down! Sweet. Clown down!
Yep. It's gonna be awesome. "Hey, bozo! Yeah! Got your nose!" It's gonna be great. And, yeah. It's, the clown car's gonna pull up and. "It's past 11. I issue you a noise violation." Boom! Right? And then after they're dead, he's going to be like, "Yeah, guess I'll issue one myself too." And he's going to walk away because he just made a giant explosion. Right? And he'll pay that ticket too. He's going to be a sheriff. He will be a sheriff.
He'll go to the township, find a pay,
yep.
Fill out forms. It's respectable that way, then, yep. Busey.
Yes. Wow. You have the right to remain dead! It'll be awesome. I like it.
All right, so far we've defeated ninjas.
Yep.
Robots.
Uh-huh.
Both Ruxpin and Terminator-style robots.
Of course.
Killer clowns.
Mm-hmm.
What if just a random person threw a grenade at Gary Busey? How would he handle that? Busey versus grenade.
Well, everyone knows Busey has an insane amount of quickness. He would unscrew the top of the grenade and defuse it.
Did they unscrew?
They do. I'm not lying.
I have a hollowed out grenade. I didn't know it unscrewed. I went to unscrew it.
Let's fuck with that thing.
All right, we should.
Yeah, pull out the fuse because that's pretty much. Anyways, he'd unscrew it, and then he'd tell them, somebody really could have got hurt today. He'd have a sit-down with them. And he'd be like, I need to know exactly why you're trying to kill me. Anyone surrounding me. You realize, from the how distance you were from this grenade, you yourself were going to get hit with a stupid shrapnel, stupid!
You know, I'd never noticed until your impression, but I think Busey and Matthew McConaughey might be related.
Matthew McConaughey?
From the same town, yeah.
Well, it's possible. Why do you say that?
Both kind of southern, drawlish, lazy talk. That's nothing against any of our southern listeners.
No, I noticed.
And
you got these clowns that just come on in here, you know.
And the hard asses.
You got some hard asses.
Hard asses.
Like they're charging whistle. $12 a pop to get into that big tent. I don't know. I don't see it.
All right. You're right.
So we're going to go down there. We're going to get our money back. Okay. So, yeah, a live grenade, man, unless they cook it and then throw it at them. And that means pulling the pin and then waiting even longer, and then it's dangerous. I think that even if it's cooked, it's thrown at him at that point, he'll kick it. He'll see it. He'll be talking to somebody. He'll be like, it's very important after you're done washing my poodle that you're going to have to put in these little bows in the ears because I was like, wah! He's going to see it. He's going to feel it. It's going to danger, Busey, and it's just, whoo! And he's going to kick it, and that fucker's going to go flying, and I wouldn't be surprised if it went right back to the guy who threw it.
Wow.
I'd say it'd take, you know, 10 grenades to make that shot. You know, out of 10 grenades, he will kick it back to you. But I'd say there's easily 9 that would kind of go a different direction. But I wouldn't be surprised if I saw it kicked right back to the original thrower.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's an impressive man.
He is.
And this is a tough question, so I want you to think about this. How would he fare in a fight against Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Coppola.
Yes. Nicolas Coppola, sorry.
All right. So we're talking about like a theatrical movie fight, or are we talking about
No, they're
hey,
like
Cage.
Yeah, they're both at like Planet Hollywood, and Nicolas Cage bought a dinosaur skull that Busey had his eye on in an auction earlier that day, and they have a conflagration in the parking lot of Planet Hollywood. That's where I imagine all stars eat, by the way.
That sounds right.
Right, I think that's it.
Kim Kardashian's still waiting to get in. I don't see Busey starting a fight. Now, Cage could possibly misunderstand his body language or his volume for being an aggressive action toward him. I think that he would go up to him and he'd get uncomfortable close to his face. You know, Nicolas Cage would be like, hey, I got the crystal skull from Indiana Jones. It's awesome. It's great. And then he'd just turn and boom, there's this Busey just, and he's been like standing like right next to him or behind him, just kind of like breathing at the back of his head, which by the way would be really hot. I mean that temperature wise. And you'd just be looking at him, and he would have the forehead down look with the
looking
eyes.
Looking through the brows a little bit. Yeah.
And he'll be like, you spent a lot of money on that sculpture, Mr. Coppola. Good for you. And then he'd be like,
I don't know if that joke works as well without the creepy looks you're giving me right now.
No, yeah. His hair is going to be all
disheveled.
It's kind of just kind of like poofy, spiky kind of thing. Not the up and kind of flared out like the gypsy boys like in that gypsy TV show that Caitlin likes to watch. Every one of them. The Jersey Shore look.
Okay, right.
The Sonic the Hedgehog, if it's just kind of like... Not like that. Just kind of... Just cottony. Kind of like everywhere out. Kind of like Mark Twain kind of hair.
Okay.
Because that's the Busey look. But it's more blondish, sun bleached, brownish at the roots. Unless he's in a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of open. Couple buttons at the top down open. He's got a cigar in his hand. Not lit because he's...
Afraid of fire.
He's terrified of fire. Everyone knows this about Busey. But yeah, he's still standing there, and he's still about, you know, a foot taller than Nicolas Cage, and he's just, congratulations on your piece.
Is he taller than Nick Cage? Isn't Nick Cage like 9 feet tall?
Did you want to write this?
Sorry, I went ahead.
And,
in our script.
So, yeah, Nicolas Cage is a little taken back. He's talked to somebody. He feels like he's getting, you know, like, threatened.
Disrespected
totally, you know, and... So he's just going to come off, and he's just going to, you know, say some stupid shit back to him, and he's, I only came over here to congratulate you, shitheel. I just wanted you to have a good home for that. Obviously, I'm mistaken. And at this point, if Nicolas Cage doesn't throw a punch, which is smart, by the way, perhaps he'll see the error of his ways and maybe sell it back to Busey. But it'll take a lot of yelling. Cops might get involved. Security, definitely. Agents, of course. Except for Busey. Jesus is my agent. And,
Is he still doing that?
I don't know.
Is that still a thing?
I hope so.
He was at some, like, award show in, like, 99. And they were like, hey, man, we have Gary Busey, star of whatever the hell he was in.
Left Behind series.
And he wouldn't let him go. Like, he, like, grabbed the mic and was like, I'm reborn, huh? And, like, they're like, okay, that's great.
Millions of steers every year are sold in this slaughterhouse.
He's just preaching out every one of his anything that he should say. Being a vegetarian is closer to being a fascist than it is to being Jesus. You know, something, I don't know.
Do you ever watch the the Celebrity Rehab or whatever? You ever
yes.
See that,
yes.
When he got into it with Meatloaf over craft supplies. Did you see that shit?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. Like, they went and they were decorating, I think they were decorating basketballs for some charity thing, or guitars, or, I think it was basketballs because it was way more random. Guitars would have sort of made sense because some of those people actually play guitar.
Yeah.
So they went to some craft store and they bought a bunch of stuff. And they
we're
all
giving away hockey pucks to raise money for Celebrity Rehab.
They all had their little bags of, you know, glitter and stickers and shit.
Awesome.
And apparently, I don't know if an assistant set them aside or if they just forgot where they put them because they were all addled because they were, you know, in rehab. But Meatloaf misplaces his bag of crafts. And then he sees Gary, and Gary apparently bought something similar to what he bought at the craft store. And Meatloaf just fucking goes buck wild.
Holy
shit. I know that that's my stuff, you son of a bitch, you stole it. And Busey's just like, well, I don't know. I just bought this. This is my stuff. I don't know what you're like. You totally was not like crazy Busey. You were just
yes,
like,
you know,
why are you yelling at me right now?
He was on that show thinking that he was going to be able to help other celebrities.
Yeah.
Without a doctorate degree, just knowing the human spirit, because I've eaten enough humans, and I've mounted their head, and I've looked into their eyes as I ate their flesh, and I absorbed their soul. It was spectacular.
And then, like, so, like, halfway through their fight, like, they separate them, and like, hey, come on, like, somebody's voice reason, like, oh, this is for charity, come on, be cool. And, like, he's just like, don't get near me, Busey, okay? Just stay out of my way today. And then, like, D. Kramer, whoever, like, hey, is this your stuff in the corner, Meatloaf? And he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, it's mine. But still, stay away from me, Gary, I don't want to, and I'm like, why are you still mad?
Whoa.
Like, that doesn't mean he says. Yeah, it was interesting.
They cut me a slice of you, old man. I've got a feeling that this meatloaf is made of 99% pork products. Only thing beef about him is his shoes.
Now, why the hell was Meatloaf in Celebrity Rehab?
I don't know. He's he must have been in rehab, but he's just barely a celebrity.
No. Well, yeah. Okay.
I mean, he was relevant. He had a resurgence of relevance in, like, 96 with the Bat Out of Hell or whatever.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Well, he was around a little before that.
Nothing. Well, no, I that's why I said resurgence.
He was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
But he hasn't, yeah, I'm saying that was well over a decade ago. He hasn't had any, he hasn't been a celebrity since.
Well over three.
Well over, I have no idea.
We gotta remember what year this is and how fucking old we are. And, hey, he may have just got enough coke money to score it off of Pick of Destiny.
right.
So, and I believe he was the original, he played the original role for, like, 9 weeks of taping until they decided they wanted to go with Ryan Gosling in The Notebook.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
He was also in Spice World, the Spice Girl movie. He played the bus driver.
Mm.
Yeah, because he said, I'll do anything for these girls, but I won't do that. Oh, no. And that was the big laugh.
I went to see that movie in theaters.
So did I. Cheap seats.
Why did you go?
Because a bunch of my friends were going through it. We thought it'd be funny.
I wanted to see nudity. No. I know. I was dumb now. But I had this idea. What if this shit is catered towards kids? What if I'm not actually going to see Ginger Spice's salt shakers? What if I am not going to be seeing, you know, what it is I want to see, which is, I feel, without even looking at the rating of the movie, pretty likely that I'm not going to see what I want to see. So I decided to go with a group of people to smoke pot in the car before we went inside to see Spice World. And we did. See, I needed to say, hey, man, I went and saw Spice World. Well, because I was stoned. If, of course, I didn't see what I wanted to see. So I got good and high in the car. We went inside. And this is the first time I actually ever got high off of marijuana.
Wow, before Spice World.
Yeah. That was a trip.
I bet.
I got in. I bought my ticket. And everything went bad from there. I walked on the carpet up to the little area where they're playing show the movies. And the carpet was just a screwed up pattern. Studio 28.
Okay, yeah.
Messed up pattern. And I'm like walking, I'm like, wow, this is just, whoa, this is just, wow, okay, just don't. Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. And the floor's doing something weird. And then I was like, oh, concessions. And then it hit me hard. I'm standing there in line, and the guy's like, what do you want? I go, number two. And he says, what do you want to drink? And I look into my wallet, and I just see hundreds and thousands of $10 bills in my wallet, right? And I'm like, I don't ever have to work again. This is awesome. And a guy with me, he's like, dude. And I look at him and I go, oh, God, pay for me. And I hand him my money and I go sit down. And my friend comes over. You need to know what you want to drink. That's right. I don't know. And he goes, and people are like, what's up, man? And I'm like, oh, God, oh, fuck, I'm getting, oh, God. And then my friend comes back with the beverages, or the beverage and the popcorn. And he says, he knows, man, he knows. you don't say that to somebody who's having a paranoid flip out. And I did look back and saw the guy laughing. he knew what's up. And yeah, so I was like, let's just go in there and just because I was pretty sure cops were already called. The one thing I did hear my friend say, can I get a change? No! So, I made sure to get my change back. But yeah, we sat in there and started watching Spice Girls. I was saying some fucking hilarious shit during that movie. And I only remember one thing. And I don't remember anything else, but I do remember one thing that I said of that, and it was pissing the 12-year-olds in front of me off. There was the Asian friend who was a friend of the band, and she was pregnant.
I don't remember anything at all about that movie, well, so I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
Other than the meatloaf part.
Yep. She was She was a friend of the band after they're done in their fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse. So, let's get dressed. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, here it is. And no. And they're like, hey, it's Ming Tan. There she is, you know. And she comes in and I'm trying to figure out what kind of spice Asians use just to make it slightly racist. But I can't think of it. Hot mustard. So Hot Mustard comes in and she's like, hey, everybody. And they're like, hey, Hot Mustard. And she's like, 90 months pregnant, right? She's like giant, and like Baby Spice is like, oh, I want to feel your belly, Hot Mustard. And she touches her tummy, and she goes, oh, the baby kicked me. And I just lean over to my friend, and I yell loudly because I couldn't understand pitch of your voice. And I just go, the baby hates white people. And this girl in front of me were fucking mad, man. I'm surprised I didn't get told, you and me outside right now, cocksucker, you know, and get my ass kicked. I mean, they would stop me too, but there's the part where the theater was lit up by some, you know, light scene on the screen there, and I just saw, man, it was just a giant, it was like a concert for fucking Justin Bieber, man. It was bad. It was like, ah, shit, no titties. And, but so here's you, Russell Brand. He's dating Ginger Spice right now.
Oh. Well done. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember like 40 years ago when I was young that she was hot.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live sketch with the Spice Girls where Sherry O'Terry was Sporty Spice? And she never missed an opportunity to do an air kick.
An air kick, yes, yes.
That's where I thought you were going with the baby kicked.
No.
Not me. Like
baby hates white people.
No, that's better.
Hot muscle. He used to eat Hot Mustard, and your child's probably about 20 by now.
Yeah, right. Well, since we've derailed well off topic, I think it may be maybe time to start wrapping up.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, I thought you were going to make it difficult on me for Busey.
No, no, showdown it's easy, man.
Busey versus Spice Girls.
You know, I wouldn't do that to you, because there's no way Busey'd win that one.
He'd go down swinging, though. He'd take three. Okay? Or more down. I'm not sure how many there were.
I think there were five. Which two would survive? I'm going to go a Sporty Spice, because she's always kicking. And maybe Scary Spice, because she was scary.
You know, okay.
And that rhymes with Gary, and he would have had mercy on her for that reason.
I'm confused. What do I do? So we got Ginger, Scary, Sporty,
Posh.
Sleepy.
David. Dopey. Doc.
Baby. Yeah, that's all of them, isn't it?
Is that all of them?
Oh, yeah. And special guest.
Hot Mustard Spice.
Hot Mustard.
That's okay. Your Asian spice, too. Oh, goodness.
She's hot! All right, so, let's see. Going down the line. They, you know, they do their girl power, hands in. I don't know. But they, let's kick his ass. You know. I mean, it's going to be a fight. You know, it's not going to be a. No one sees it coming. He doesn't have a surprise.
Right.
A surprise.
There's no reason they're fighting. They just know.
Brought to an island. They're pitting against each other. Other celebrities for the pleasure of the one who's in charge, Rhea Perlman. And she brought them all together. We're actually, I bet you, in our next episode is going to be Rhea's deathmatch trials. Who's in it and who will win it? And I think it's actually a great idea.
That's excellent. Yeah, we'll do that.
But here's a little precursor, guys. This is the Spice Girls versus Gary Busey fight to the finish. From now on, it's death, right to the death, you jerk offs. Okay, so here we go. They all come at him, right? The one who the Spice Girls are going to fight themselves in this one, because there's a few that don't want to hurt themselves. Posh and Ginger are natural cowards. They're very vain girls. They're the hottest ones, and that's for a reason. They don't have broken nails, and they don't have fucking vaginal tearing. bruises. Bruises. No, the other one they're probably pretty calloused over. Stay with me. I need you on this. They do throw in Sporty. Kick him, Sporty! Alright, now, you're not going to pit yourself against Gary Busey for just physical prowess. Who's going to win? She's going to deliver several Sporty kicks to him, and he's going to be lots of blood from the one or two cracked parts of his lip. Okay. That's when he's just going to just bring it back. I mean, at first, he's going to be like...
The famous Busey intestine punch.
Yeah. Exactly. Except for, boom, air kick. He goes low. Boom! For our children viewers at home, it's called a veg punch. Bam! It's called a clam slam. Flack! Okay? And he's not going to pull out intestines. He's going to pull out ovaries. And she's going to drop. Because an ovary clutch hurts like shit. I've seen it. So Sporty's the first one. They're like, get him, Sporty! And boom, she's down, you know. She did some damage, but yeah. No one, I was like, oh, Christ! So Scary's going to come out and dance around him, like a fire dancer in Brazil.
Capoeira.
Yes. Yes. And he's going to, at this point, he's seeing Busey rage. You're not going to level with him. He knows life is on the line here. He's going to come after her, and he's going to eat her face. She's just going to do some fucking real impressive moves. There's going to be some drums, some fucking bongos. There's going to be, it's going to be pretty scary, and then she's going to just, bam, on top of her, just ripping off strips of flesh with his teeth. Baby Spice is going to jump in and hit him with something, and that's going to actually hurt because he doesn't see this one coming because Busey's in the feeding. He's feeding off of her face, her flesh, and he's regenerating. But
there will be a small element of surprise there because she is Baby Spice. Mm-hmm. He's going to expect her to have the power of babies, and she's actually a grown woman.
Which point she's going to back off, and this is where Posh and Ginger are going to come in, and they must do something now. I mean, he's down. And they're going to just start hitting him, kicking him when he's down.
Stomping him with their giant heel shoes.
Exactly. And that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt a lot. This is where you're going to get a lot of good Busey blood on the ground. I find it's probably a sand tournament. Maybe on the beach. After the
sand. And the sand turns to glass under Busey blood.
Jeez, don't be silly. Come on, focus. So, he's then going to... rip the implants off of Jerry and beat Posh to death with him. This is going to leave Ginger. This is going to leave Ginger in severe pain. Whether she gets up or not, I don't know. Let's count her out of the fight for now. She might get up later. But she just had her implants just ripped off of her. And then, because I was going to say he's going to rip an implant off of both of them. But I don't know if you've seen Posh. She'll have implants. So she gets beat to death with Ginger's. Dead. Okay. And Ginger's over there bleeding from her chest. Sporty's over there bleeding from her vaginal. And baby just, like, shitting herself. I mean, literally, she's shitting herself. She's like, she wears a diaper, though, because...
Baby's Spice, exactly.
And so her diaper's just being filled around her. And he's, like, holding, like, one silicone implant left. The other one just ruptured after just severe beating. And he's just, like... slowly just walking toward her, just covered in his own blood, covered in Ginger and Posh. and maybe there's like some ovaries around his ankle or something, I don't know. But oh, let's not forget the flesh of Scary.
Yeah, she got a little Scary face. Of him. And it's stuck in his teeth.
So a lot of his front blood is all of Scary's. His back blood, though, is all from like the syringe pokes from those heels that they were delivering on.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Baby's gonna fucking die. Okay, he can honestly choose anyway. He's gonna look at her and say, "I will pull out your endocrine system," and he's gonna fucking deliver. And the reason he doesn't is because their mentor, who trained the Spices, swoops in to help save the day.
Hot mustard doesn't arrive?
Fuck hot mustard, no. Her kid didn't even like them. Old Spice.
Old Spice is their mentor. Old Spice.
Now, I'm sad to say that Gary Busey doesn't live throughout the fight between Baby and Old. But damn it, did he came close. So, that's going to sum up the Busenator, but... look for part 2 of this, guys. We might even throw in some details about that little fight on Rio Perlman Island. It's going to be a fucking bloodbath.
I think we bid you adieu.
Schwarzenegger quote.
Sorry. I got nothing. Go ahead.
Bullshit! And that's it.
Very nice. Oh, collateral damage. I'll give you fucking collateral damage. It's the name of the movie.
It is.
Night, everybody.
Ciao.